Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, motherfucker.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Wednesday, January 13th, 2021. I literally, I figured out my confusion. Good morning, by the way.
What's up?
The bell is not, the bell is like a thing. It's not... It's not replacing you saying hello. Hey, Jimmy.
What's up, man?
Hey, look. There's Fat Boy.
What are you doing, boy?
He's here.
How's it going? Good. Pretty good.
Good. My little box.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, let me do the weather before we go into various holes and rabbits. You're welcome. Today, we are looking at sunshine with some afternoon clouds developing. High of 57 right now, clear 44 in Powdersville.
Man, it's going to be a nice day then.
It is going to be pretty good.
Yeah, it is.
Did you say higher?
Higher.
Higher. 57.
Yeah, it's not like a cute sassy girl would text back higher, like H-I-Y-A, but more of a... High of.
Yeah.
Higher.
Yeah. My A-word speaker and my phone gimmick, they've finally figured out the way they've learnt me to a point where now they don't even try to replace the word with ducking. They don't even try anymore. Like, they don't.
Man, for some reason.
I know I didn't mean ducking.
It knows. For some reason, anytime I ever try to type good, it autocorrects to hood.
Yeah.
And I say good a hell of a lot more when I talk about hoods of any kind.
I don't know. You've been hanging around the Pearson shop. Yeah. How is David?
He's great.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Yes. Rest in peace. I forgot. My bad. Lord God. What a devastating time. I want to go back and look, and we're going to go down the rabbit hole that I know the three of us want to go, but I want to go back and look, at least during my lifetime. I was born in 88. I was born at the age of 13 years old.
That's crazy, man. They should make
a movie. He's the size of one.
They should make a movie about you.
Oh, God, I forgot the freaking path I was even going to go with there. Oh, so what year was the most devastating with celebrity deaths to most people? You understand what I'm saying? Like, last year was like boom, 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 roll up, elbow, collar tie up, boom, 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 everybody's gone. I was just thinking again about Joe Diffie.
Ah.
Yeah, he was a hard one for you to forget.
Because he, I hadn't seen him. I've never seen him in public. But just I see him with still the mullet and the mustache. And I'm going to tear up right now. No. But then the mullet came back again. And it was like everywhere I look. It's almost like when you buy a car. Let's say you buy a Lamborghini truck. That's not a good example.
Genie.
Let's say you buy some kind of Kia Soul, for instance. You never noticed before. But then when you have one, you look around and you're like, oh, my God. There are Kia Souls everywhere.
Yeah.
When I see a mullet now, I think, wait a minute. He faked his death to escape all the pandemonium that ensues in Nashville when he walks around. He wanted to come to a sleepy little town.
Mm-hmm.
Like yeah. Greenville. Because when I see a mullet, I would think, Joe.
Yeah, exactly.
The guy would turn around. It wasn't Joe.
Yeah. You'd have to think Joe.
He was so young. But just, you know, from Kobe all the way down to, you know. I mean, there's still remnants of 2020 with us, you know.
Yeah.
Yesterday still. Again, another one. And it's just like, ugh. One of them's going to knock me out cold. Some of these are like, oh, that sucks. Or, oh, wow, I thought he's already dead. Or, you know what? I hated that son of a bitch. He got what he deserved. Nine was saying about one.
Which one?
I don't know. Just making that part up. But one of them's going to knock me out cold. One of them's going to really get me. And I'm talking about a celebrity. No one that I know. I know no celebrities. I'm knocking on everything. That looks like wood.
I know one that'll get you, and it ain't. Odds are, it ain't too far away.
Well, I don't want to speculate. I don't want to. We said we were not going to do the death pool this year, in memoriam.
Well, when I say not too far away, I don't mean like next month. It could be several years, but it'll happen relatively soon.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah. If it's who I think you're alluding to. It was a love-hate thing all along.
No, know? Not the Nature Boy.
Oh.
Yeah, not the Nature Boy.
I like you. That's exactly what I was saying.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking of him. I was thinking of the Hammer.
Greg?
No, Hank. Hank. Henry.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
one, man. He's yeah. like 86, almost 87, I think.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, eventually time, but.
Because all his friends are dying?
Yeah. See, what happens if you don't have a lot of friends? It means you're dead on the inside.
Probably.
Yeah. You know, but that's, yeah. It won't knock me out, though. I'm. You know what I mean? It knocked me out, meaning I'm just in a slump of a day. Maybe I'm carrying 2 days. And then every time I would think of Joe Diffie, I would think of his greatest hit, Prop Me Up Against the Jukebox When I Die. Put some sand down in my boots. And I was like.
Put me right besides it.
I didn't investigate it because it was during a time where there was so much news going on, but I mm-hmm. wonder if that was part of his will.
Yeah, I don't think they did that.
Yeah, I mean, the people have done that. You know how they pose the bodies. And
oh, yeah. I was there.
Remember the one gangster? They posed him playing poker like he was sitting at the table.
Oh, the one and they propped his hands up on a keyboard that they had laying across yeah. the casket like he was playing in the casket. I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah, or the, what was it? G.G. Allen? When they put him in his casket wearing his leather jacket and his jock strap with bottles of Jack Daniels and stuff all around him, and everybody was taking selfies with him before anybody knew what a selfie was.
Didn't he get arrested for eating human flesh during a concert?
I don't know if he got arrested
for
that.
Or drinking blood.
He did all that stuff. I don't know if he ever got in trouble for it. I
thought there was a concert where it turned into
drinking blood.
Pandemonium. Hmm.
Yeah, it could have been.
I mean, there were a bunch of concerts where he, you know, he ate bodily stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of it. Blood and other things.
Oh, man. If we were on TV right now, by some stretch of the imagination, would Nine's hand have just been blurred out like, with like pixelation?
Yeah, I didn't catch it that fast, for sure.
Oh, man. I want to play charades with you. Bring that back, ABC.
I hope that wasn't real.
Charadio's coming back.
Yeah. So, like, lower back sweat? Is that what you were
referring to? Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Lower back area sweat. Yeah, no, he was known for that and cutting himself and breaking stuff.
That's the whole concert. He doesn't even.
Yeah, he just go up there and hockey on stage a few times. That'd be the end of it.
Man, you like where's the lizard man with the puzzles on his face?
Yeah,
he's too good for that show.
With the nodules on his skull.
Yeah, he's too good for that show.
Didn't one of the little people wrestlers that came in here die in 2020?
Puppet.
Puppet died.
Oh. They call him Puppet the Psycho Dwarf. Yeah, he passed away.
dwarf is totally acceptable.
What about the dwarf stripper who had a cigarette in her mouth and then pulled one of them out?
No, her stage name is Bridget the Midget, and she's alive.
Okay. She can. She that's her name.
I think. Let me make sure.
She did.
Plus, I've not heard a full in vote on that. To be honest with you.
Well, it's kind of up to them, not us.
Yeah, but if
the
she,
individual, I mean.
Okay. So it goes along those lines.
Yeah.
I forgot who asked, but it was like, you know, just involuntary. It just came out.
What?
When she pulled her boob out.
Oh. Well, she was in town to strip. I think they figure when they do even radio interviews, they should at least pull out a nipple.
She was highly intoxicated.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, on something.
She's alive. She's only 40.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I remember saying you can't light that cigarette in here, but she just kind of bounced it in her mouth a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She was the feature at one of the local Janice clubs. And somebody asked where she was staying at, and I was like, oh, my God.
Let me know.
Goodness. No, I had been there before, like in prom.
Which one of them wooden houses in Lowe's you stay in?
No. They were making her. No. It was bad. I don't know if that place is still in business. But back to Gigi Allen. Do you think that's part of the and you will know, Jimmy, because you probably watched a documentary or read a book about it or something. But do you think that was part of the rock and roll persona? I know that the guy was like legit crazy, but then through the years you find out certain things you thought happened on stage were all a work, or the one time we were invited to come on stage at a major, major concert, and the boys in the band were passing around a what they call a mason jar with a fluid inside.
Mm-hmm.
They're passing it around and taking a real sour look. We took a swig of it. It was water.
Oh, we got you. Oh, all in.
Which totally makes sense, because why would you want to get snockered with at least playing an instrument? I mean, right, you can sing and belt it out. You might forget a few words here and there, but generally speaking, you can still put on a concert of Vince Neil.
I was happy that Jackal at least had a real bottle of bourbon on stage, and I kind of thought it might have been sweet tea when I turned it up.
Yeah.
The House of Blues? No. Ooh-wee.
Hell no, brother.
Turn it up and chug. Oh, man, that's gasoline in that jar. Or in that bottle. It was in ball.
Yeah. Oh, you really chugged, like,
oh, yeah.
We have a good picture of that. Jimmy going, has that thing in his hand.
Going to town on it.
Take your swig, Nine. Get up here on stage for a minute.
It's like, man, what was that? It's like, it's water. We have to stay hydrated.
We put something in there for you.
Wouldn't that have been great if they roofied us? They were going to take us onto the bus.
We put one of them pills in, it makes you horny. It's got a car symbol on it.
Spanish fly. What's that flippy wrestling move now?
Yeah, well, that was fun.
You.
There's still something else. Okay.
Well, you were asking about the rock and roll persona. With Gigi Allen, I don't think it was, because he died doing that rock and roll persona stuff at a relatively young age. I think that's just who he was.
He died from what? Overdose?
Well, he just kind of died after a night of playing and cutting himself and hockeying on stage and bodily fluids and bodily substances and partying some more and storming out of the club and stomping around naked all over New York City and winding up at somebody's apartment. And by the next day, he was dead from all the partying.
I ain't going to book you again, brother, if you keep doing this to my stage.
He wouldn't bless you if you sneezed nearby? He was a real son of a bitch.
He was. Yeah, he was 36 when he just partied himself to death. It was an accidental overdose.
But was the Aussie bat thing, did that end up being a gimmick or no?
Well, the one everybody sticks to is the snorting thing from The Dirt, the Motley Crue movie.
With Vince? Or, I mean, with Nikki Sixx?
Yeah, where they're by the pool.
Yeah.
And he does the thing and then he snorts it.
What, we can't say because it's a spoiler? In a book. It's history.
Yeah, I just don't know if we, because we're cautioned against being specific about things.
People with
bodily fluids.
Okay, yeah.
That's the only reason I didn't just say what happened.
You remember who played Ozzy in that movie?
The Machine guy, Gun Kelly?
Nah, he was Tommy Lee.
Oh.
Ozzy was the guy from Righteous Gemstones. I forget his name. He was the weird guy.
Yeah, the guy who's in the tank of fluid with his junk out.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah, it was that guy. But he's like the only him and Machine Gun Kelly are like the only two Americans in the movie. So you have all these English guys and Australian guys playing Motley Crue who are American, and then you have an American playing Ozzy who's British.
I was gonna say Jack White, but he played Elvis, and that was in Dewey Cox.
Pretty much everybody in every movie is either Australian or British.
Yeah.
The white people anyway.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of Adam Devine's name for some reason.
No, he's great.
He had a pencil-thin mustache.
I never knew till recently about all the troubles he had growing up with injuries. Like, he got run over by a truck or something.
Okay, he almost died.
Yeah, he did.
Big truck.
You never see him in a pair of shorts, apparently, because his legs got mangled.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, he's going to be pissed you told everybody now.
No, it's an inspiring story, because look at him now jumping on trampolines and Righteous Gemstones and doing backflips and stuff.
Yeah.
Might have been a stunt double.
Could have been.
All those workaholics where they throw the rats against the wall. And they just splat.
Okay, one thing quickly that I do want to refer to because it'll come up is they resituated the studio now.
Oh, yeah, they did.
And so now what before I had a piece of plexiglass here. Nine had one piece in front of him facing Fat Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Mine's facing Fat Boy. And then another one where he was to his right.
Yeah.
So this new one here is all scratched up.
Well, so there's a new one now that is a panel that if Nine and I didn't have big guts and could actually get up where the
desk is. It's cut by an idiot, too. Look at it. It's all mangled.
Yeah, listen. The guy can cut flips on a trampoline.
Cut a flip.
Okay. Might not be able to cut plexi right, but he
can. No, you can't cut a straight line worth a damn.
But
that's going to bug the hell out of me now that I know.
Well, we have to come in here and set for this stuff to be, like, tailored, too, but...
This piece is pointless. For this piece between Matt and I was about to point out. Utterly pointless.
9 times out of 10, I'm not in the way. Here. I get comfortable. We all do, generally speaking, and I kind of lay like this.
Well, we both have to lean way in over here for this piece to not be pointless.
We definitely 6 feet apart.
Yeah.
There's no question about that.
Yeah, but this piece, I mean, it's only, like, 6 inches wide.
Yeah, it's a little piece.
It would do more, yeah. It lost more counter space.
Yeah.
The only good thing that, I mean, not that this is bad, but the Fat Boy got a wireless keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but.
It won't work from home. You can't use that excuse.
But, you know, Nine, I don't know if you said it on the radio or not. It runs off of batteries.
Yeah, so what happens when the batteries... No. Because we've worked here for a long time. I mean, damn near 16 years in this building. So we know that the batteries are going to die and we're not going to have any batteries to replace them.
Yeah, none.
We just know these things. And we can bring it up, but it's still going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't no avoiding it unless you just bring some from the house.
Yeah, I don't want to spend a bunch on batteries now.
No. But let me... Will you lean that way so I can come this way a little bit?
Yeah, I'll lean over here.
Quit winking at me.
I'm over here. I'm in the corner now.
What is this area?
That's a big gap that's right in front of where I sit.
That's how he passes notes.
There's a big... There's two pieces of plexiglass in front of me between Fat Boy and I, but directly in front of my face is an open space that I talk into all morning long right at Fat Boy. So it's all kind of pointless.
Yeah, because if Matt gets face up on his monitor.
What about ass down?
I can't look at him.
Yeah.
There's a gap right there, too.
I don't care if I do a quick vid just to show everybody.
Oh, my.
That may give a damn for whatever reason.
Yeah, we in the workspace, up. Man.
Oh, I got to flip the celebrity birthdays over so people don't cheat.
I don't want to cheat. All right, so I'll show that. I'll get right up on. All right, so that's the plexiglass, and then there's Fat Boy. And then there's.
I'm over here. I'm behind the plexiglass.
No, you're not.
I am.
No, you're not.
I am.
No, you're not.
I'm on the counter then.
Wait, this is what... And then there's a sanitation station, but look. I have the wipes.
I got the sanitizer.
We're going to have to be like two nations and put our natural resources together and make something happen. Yeah, there we are in 2021 now.
Help myself to some of my sanitizer.
All right, I'm going to turn this off. Morning, everybody.
Hey, y'all.
All right, so there's that. So you can, we'll put that on. Yeah, so it's, I like it. I feel I have more privacy.
I think you do. I'd say you have somewhat more privacy.
I need my privacy.
Yeah. What? You know, you watch, it'll be a plexiglass shortage.
Yeah.
That'll be the next. Invest in plexiglass. Today we got a brand new Truth and Consequences. That'll go down around 7 o'clock. We've got a... it's basically going to probably be a good old-fashioned War of the Roses because somebody thinks somebody's cheating, and it was going to start out on the All Advice show, and then he's like, or she is like, yeah, I mean, this is, everybody's like, yeah, she or he is cheating on you, so you should get something figured out, quit looking like a fool. That's when it comes, hits home, is when everybody knows it before you do. Trust me.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, that's it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. You're literally the butt of the joke, and you look like an ass. So we'll have that going down today. And plus, we'll talk to you on the telephone calls if you would be so inclined. 1-800-774-0093, 1-800-774-0093. You can also text us on the CVM text line, which is 72341. Over to you, Jim.
Oh, thank you. You find us on all the social medias. Just search The Rise Guys, and you'll find us.
There we are. All right. What's going on in the place, Jimmy Jack Jackie?
Man, I have a Myrtle Beach story that is a very, very much a Myrtle Beach story.
I love the memories of Myrtle Beach.
Yep. It involves a fist fight, domestic violence, and somebody's missing a testicle.
Whoa.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Did it happen at Wings?
You have to find out.
Okay. All right, we'll find out about that. Myrtle Beach. Myrtle Beach, Myrtle Beach. Sunny skies.
It never slows down there. It's always wild.
Always wild.
Even
that's
in
right.
January.
All right, we'll get into some Rise Guys headlines right after this. Good morning, everybody.
Your is a radio.
I listen on the radio.com app.
Get the Rise Guys daily podcast and so much more.
The Rise Guys rock.
On the radio.com app.
Yes, yes.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
Download and listen free on your phone.
93.3.
The planet
rocks. When news breaks, Google Fingers finds it faster than you. It's Rise Guys headlines with 9.
Look at you.
Welcome to the Plex, gentlemen.
Welcome to you more.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. I'm going to start with this Myrtle Beach story because this thing runs even deeper than I thought. Considering I just found one of these guys on Facebook.
The Grand Strand.
There's a 46-year-old man named Curtis McCoy who lives in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Curtis McCoy, originally from Beckley, West Virginia. Which, if you've seen the Wild Wonderful Whites, they're always going to Beckley.
Yeah, it's the bigger town, right?
Yeah, so he went from Beckley to Myrtle Beach, which he's just living the redneck dream.
Is that where she would go buy the pills and then drive them up there and sell them for $3?
Man, they were all over that area. You know, people like that move around a lot from day to day.
What do you mean, people like that?
I mean, people who get government checks spend a lot of money on gas somehow.
Oh, what you're talking about. Reality star.
Yeah, so yeah, you know some of the trashiest people you know, they're always on the go. You know people like the Whites, and they are always burning up the highway for no reason whatsoever, but they always have places to go and things to do that
people
really don't
see.
Matter to anybody, even them, but they're always just doing something, and they're always on the move.
Man, that's a good observation.
It's not just meth then. This is before meth.
Okay, I was going to say, they just can't sit still because of meth?
No, this was going on when I was a little kid, man. Like, all the trashiest people on the Mill Hill were always on the go. They drive by the house 400 times a day going to and fro.
I got places to be.
Yeah.
People to see, things to do.
Yeah.
People
smokes
to, do,
to buy.
Things to see.
Curtis was hanging out on Sunday night. He and his husband were drinking, and they started arguing.
Where's Jim Halpert knew from The Office?
Yeah, he did. I threw you a little curveball. You wouldn't expect him that.
He did.
Curtis took things too far by
more
saying the only thing that would really make his husband angry. He cracked a joke about how his husband is missing a testicle.
Oh, no.
The guy only has one.
Can I ask a question, not as myself, but just some kind of anonymous person?
Yeah.
Is that what...
This is not Matt speaking. He's asking for a friend.
Yeah. I mean, I just... I have a very innocent question that I just don't take in the wrong way
no,
in this world.
It.
But you know how when a lot of times when, let's say the man cheats on the woman, and then afterwards she's all pissed off and she says, well, I feel sorry for her. He ain't got 3 inches anyway. Something like that. Yeah. Or I faked it every time. Is this one of those things where he really has both of his testes, but this is the way to say, well, he ain't got but one anyway?
I don't think so. I think he's probably, because to get like really mad about it, you probably really are missing one.
Yeah.
What if it's one big one, bigger than both of his?
I thought that up until at 12.
He does one.
See, Curtis's husband got upset, got mad about it, and he pointed a finger at Curtis. So Curtis grabbed the finger and twisted it. Yeah, you know, bent it back. It hurts, man.
Yeah,
you do that, you're getting whacked.
Wow.
One of those. But yeah. So then the police wound up coming to the house. And once the police came, well, then they did their job. According to the police report, Curtis admitted he grabbed his husband's finger, but that was the only physicality because, quote, they learned their lesson from the last time they both got arrested for domestic violence.
It would have been great if he grabbed his finger and he farted. Hey, pull my finger. I'm going to bend it backwards.
So Curtis was arrested again for domestic violence for the finger-twisting incident. There's no word on why his husband only has one testicle.
I mean, it could have saved him.
Should have learned his lesson.
He would have stopped, just laughed. I was going to break your finger, but you farted, and I can't stop laughing. It's not funny when it's in my face, but what is your finger?
Here's a picture of the couple. Curtis is the one who looks more like he's from West Virginia. I believe he's wearing a Gamecocks ball cap. Looks like Gamecocks ball cap. Don't it?
You know, that could just be for innuendo.
No, I think it's a Gamecocks visor, as a matter of fact. It's a plaid Gamecocks visor.
Well, we're not on that Steve Spurrier tip anymore.
And if that is his husband in the photo with him, his husband has the eyebrow piercing like Matt used to have.
That guy's going to be like, it ain't me. Just buddies.
Ain't me, man.
No, it ain't me. I like women.
You'll enjoy this.
And Clemson.
Matthew will enjoy this the most. Hit you with a Matthew on the radio. I never hit you with Matthew.
I know.
There's a hotline you can call whenever you just need to scream to blow off some stress during the pandemic.
The FOF line.
Give them that number.
864-241-4318.
This is not the FOF line. This is a different one that somebody started that isn't for a radio show, but it shuts down tomorrow. So as of tomorrow, the only game in town will be the Rise Guys FOF line if you just want to scream and holler and cuss.
Are we back on that now? We're just going to try the other one.
Oh, we can do whatever. I mean,
I think we'll accept both.
Okay. Yeah, we can mix it up, do a mixture of happy people and angry people. Just really bipolar about it.
Turn it into a game. We listen to the call and try to figure out were they mad or were they,
Yeah.
Really
are you mad?
Are you mad?
Yeah, this is a Florida-based hotline that is not connected to any sort of radio program.
Yeah. So why is it going away? To funding or?
I guess they just got tired of paying a bill for it, having to manage it or whatever.
Yeah.
As you start that, like, oh, this is cool, and then it's just a bunch of people screaming, and then you got to go through and delete all the messages so they can keep leaving the same messages again.
Oh, yeah. Like one person gets a hold of it.
And like then, the FOF line?
Yeah. It becomes their counselor and their friend. And
yeah.
Suddenly, with the new setup over there, Fatboy, do we still have, like, the celebrity hotline?
Yeah. Yeah, should.
Still got the numbers.
Okay.
Yeah. Just missing one of the handsets. Some reason they're trying to get rid of it. They ordered all those phones around here. Now they're trying to take some of them out.
Yeah, we had three. Now we got one.
Yeah.
They're going to turn the conference room into a call center. We all have to work 4 hours after the show.
Shoot.
Might as well.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't really say no. Don't tell them that.
You like radio? Hi.
Well, hey, I'm 9. Those are your Rise Guys headlines, styled by Rocker Bell's Chic Boutique.
Thank you, Jimmy. Fat Boy, what is up in the sports hole this morning?
So Conor McGregor's talking about fights, and he's got one this weekend. But that's not the fight he's talking about. He's already talking about his next fight, his next mega fight. We'll tell you who that's going to be against, one of these crossover-type matches.
Is it – oh, I don't want to screw up your tease there.
You might guess who it is. I mean, I can tell you it's not Mayweather.
Okay.
It's not going to be Mayweather.
Is it one that will – a lot of people will buy this where people just say, oh, I'll wait to see on the internet.
I think they will. I don't really know the other guy's fan base. I don't know how big it is.
Okay.
But he's a name.
All right. It's Ralph Macchio for sure. I am sure of it. We'll find out next in your Rise Guys Sports Hole with Fat Boy. Good morning, everybody.
locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rock.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Conor McGregor's back. He's going to fight this weekend. He's going to fight Dustin Poirier or Porter.
I was thinking it was Justin Pedroia.
He's going to fight Dustin, old DP, MVP. He's going to fight this weekend.
Is that a name? I don't follow boxing near like I.
Well, they're going to MMA fight.
Or excuse me, UFC, MMA, yeah. That's what I meant. All these crossovers, it's all one thing. It's just you battling.
It's fighting.
You fighting.
Fighting. It
doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't know this guy.
You don't, yeah.
He's a good fighter. McGregor whooped his ass a few years ago.
Has he fought the YouTuber yet? The one that was like throwing stuff at his wife? See, that's when you know it's work.
I don't know if he's going to fight him.
What is his name? Logan. Jake.
Logan Paul?
Either one of the
Logan
Pauls.
Logan Paul. Josh Paul.
Yeah, I don't think he would want to do that.
That's not a real. That's not going to be a real fight.
I
don't think he's fighting Mayweather, isn't he?
Yeah, one of the Pauls is, but Mayweather's like old, semi-retired, in it for a dollar thing. McGregor's. I don't think McGregor would. You know what I mean? I think he thinks more of himself than the fight a YouTube guy. Now I know he's in it for money, and he might whoop the guy's ass for a dollar. But well, he did beat up that old man at the bar, so yeah, he would do it.
Okay.
McGregor beat up anybody just for fun.
This is the antics, man.
Will you play my Alexa at home?
Yeah.
You were great just then.
Thank you.
I don't know if they've had the press conference yet, but just the antics where they just, you know, kind of run around.
Thank you.
Now, they're charging like $90 for the fight this weekend.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So,
and I say don't pay it because then they'll think they can charge that for all of them.
And they do like 4 a month. So the fight he's talking about, which he says, I don't have a date. I don't even know how much Connor's going to make. But he said it's almost a certainty. He's been told contracts are being drawn up now to fight the Filipino senator himself, Manny Pacquiao.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Now, I know, man.
I know obviously Pacquiao is a huge name, but he's got a lot of fans and people buy it.
Hell yeah. That's what I mean. He was way off the grid in my head just now. I was like, I freaking forgot about that guy.
This is where you have to remember the giant international market for fight sports.
Yeah. You see it now.
Boxers are still making bank because the international market's huge for them.
That's why basketball is like becoming the number one sport worldwide in all countries.
Yeah, I could see that. I forget about boxing, man, because they don't have the fights during the week anymore. There's not really any huge names.
Yeah.
Like, but I guess a lot of people like it. So they're thinking maybe, people are speculating, maybe the fall this is going to happen. Maybe pre-fall, a little before football.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But he made, what, $40, $50 million off Mayweather, right?
He made a lot of money, yeah.
He make at least that off this.
It's an interesting, is it an MMA fight or a boxing match?
Or is it a work?
I don't even know that. I assume it's going to be a boxing fight. Here's the thing, though.
Conor
McGregor's the name. Okay, he's going out getting these fights. But aren't there other names that people would pay to watch box too? Or is he like the only one?
He's the one you can make the most money with.
Yeah, but you say Pacquiao, and I'm such a not a boxing or in that right there instantaneously. Now, I wouldn't buy in at $90 if I had to come over to your house and pay $45. By the way, Jake Paul, the YouTuber, was throwing water balloons at Dylan Danis or Danis.
Yeah, he absolutely don't mess with.
Who is Conor McGregor's teammate.
Yeah.
So that's me, you know.
Oh, okay.
Forgetting the headlines I read.
This guy's trying to look for a buck.
Yeah,
get out in the woods and stand.
It's kind of an interesting fight because McGregor's a good bit taller and a hell of a lot bigger and has a hell of a reach advantage over a guy like Pacquiao. I don't see how they could meet in the middle on weight unless Pacquiao's looking kind of fat.
He gets some stilts.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that, the weight difference between the two.
Yeah, because, Conor, he's a lot of times – well, he could get down to 155 still if he wants to.
I couldn't, but he probably could.
Yeah, I can't either, man.
You know what they should do? Boxing on a scaffold over the ring like they used to do in wrestling. Night of the Skywalkers.
Like ECW where New Jack tries to kill you and throw you off it?
No, that was XPW.
Yeah.
No, the ones where it's Beautiful Bobby.
You might have a hard time getting up there.
An old Cornette. The worst manager of all time.
I got to leave you with some sad news, man.
I don't mean that. That's like when he gets pissed off at people, it's fun.
He's going to get you now.
Yeah, it's fun. He's funny, man.
Don Sutton passed away, 75 years old. His son broke the news. He said that saddened
to share. What did he do, kill him?
Saddened to share that my dad passed away in his sleep last night.
Matt's regretting that last one.
I know.
Yeah. He's got his head down, his microphone turned off. It's like.
So we'll amplify it. He died in Rancho Mirage, California. 75. He played for a lot of teams.
He did.
I don't know if you liked him on the Braves broadcast.
I enjoyed him. Real casual with him on there.
Nice hair.
Way better than Joe Morgan.
Mm-hmm. It somehow had one of the best perms and best mullets of all time at the same time.
At the same time. Yep. And Nine was not the grim reaper of celebrity deaths. I was actually told by our buddy Dave Guido, live in person.
Well, if he's around and anything happens with anybody tied to the Braves, he gets alarms going off on his phone.
He has Google alerts set. I think he even follows Barves just because people misspell it sometimes.
Yeah.
He wants to find out.
He just wants to know first.
Yeah.
He has to.
Yeah. Go Barves.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Fat Boy. We're going to take a little break right here and come back with a good old-fashioned find out if they're cheating on me kind of deal. It's a brand new Truth and Consequences right after this. Morning!
It's business as usual. Funny business, that is.
93.3 The Planet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.